Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Keeping It Real, Flossum and Tossum with Money Mike and Flava. So for those of you that are not familiar with this show, we play three tracks. We don't give out the names of the artists or the title of the tracks. We just say one, two, and three. And then we ask for you to determine whether, you know, the track is good or if it's not good. And then go over to flavanews.com, hit the Flossum and Tossum page, and then vote Flossum or Tossum for tracks 1, 2, and 3. So, Money Mike, are you there?
Barely, but I am here. It's been a long day. Had a test the other day, and I was the only person in my class to get 100%, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations.
And tomorrow I got 2 tests and a quiz, so I've just been studying away and sleeping.
Okay. Okay, so you said that it was random pick tonight, right?
Tonight's going to be random night, so we're just going to pull it out of the hat.
Okay, so are you ready to get started, or you want to give any other instructions out before we get started?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. Track 1.
See earth fall, roofing wall. Flowers make sunrise, give life. Sentence says to do whatever we want and don't stop. Sign say loose leaves in puddles like the rain drops. Moss grows in the crevices of the poorest of surfaces, in the darkness where the earth once lived, where we earn just enough to live, but earnings burn to be spent on material worthlessness. This is the couch where the worthless slept, chisel and scripted text, some things best left unsaid. Well, I left my level head back in bed, but I could go get it if there was an actual reason. Sacrifice the seasons, leave them to the streets and the alternative lifestyle region, sleeping while my summer spent inside, no sunlight seen. Seems like me and the sun split due to creative differences, bare limbs, air stagnant, I'm still managing. Stretch roots for nutrients, this began at dust, leaves plucked by the wind's gust. Moss still grows on frigid tree trunks.
See earth fall,
wilting walls,
flowers
make sunrise, give
life.
Sentence says do whatever we want and don't stop. Signs say leave loose leaves in puddles like the rain drop.
Crumbled off the edge of the land, slide down to the hand selected sand. Hide them in cans, bottles and throw out to the boat, leave the note, bro. Back from shore, I'm torn between the serpentine means to an end. Defend the honor, pretend you're a goner. If Father Time gets a microscope, it might give hope. You thought you had him, but Adam ain't even gonna pat him down at the sound of the gathering round. You just glad to be down. It's heated and eating, you need to be beating. The record is eating up heathens. To heck with your reasons, I feed him like fetus directly. Placenta protect me, I sent your potential to fetch a few pencils and sketch your credentials. You cancel essential answers, eventually enhance the century. The cradle will quake, but the bow won't break.
See, earth fall, will be wall,
will
flower,
wall, flower.
Make sunrise,
sun
give life.
Sentence
says to do whatever we want, and don't stop.
Sign,
say,
leave,
sleep, puddle, puddle like the rain.
Drop,
earth fall,
wilting
wall, flowers. Make the sunrise to give life.
Whatever we want,
sentence
says,
say to do whatever we want, and don't stop. Sign, say, to leave loose leaves and puddles like the rain. Drop,
flowers. Make sunrise, give life. Sentence says, do whatever we want,
wilting wall,
sign,
flowers.
Say, leave,
make sunrise, give life.
Raindrop,
sentence
fall.
Says, to do whatever we want and don't.
Okay, that was track one. Got some thoughts there, Money Mike?
Oh, man. I don't have too many thoughts at all. That I didn't like the beat. I couldn't hear what he was saying. And all that echo effect, I just thought, yeah, well, I'm going to toss that.
Normally I don't put my two cents in, but I do understand what you're saying. Yeah, I think it was a little bit distracting, and it took away from being able to understand what the words were said, so... I do understand what you're saying. If there's any listeners out there that are listening to this show live or in the chat room, you are welcome to give a call in. The number is 347-857-1189. Chime in and let us know what your thoughts are as we play these three tracks. So we just finished with track one. If you are listening live, you can go log into www.flavornews.com and hit the Flossom and Tossom page and start placing your votes. If you're unable to see the poll for some reason, just send us a message off of that page and say Flossom and Tossom 2, 1, 2, and 3. And you can also leave some input as to why you voted the way that you did if you'd like. So, Money Mike, are you ready for track two?
Almost. I just want to say one more thing that song kind of like puts you in a trance. I was ready to like go to sleep and everything.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty. So, you're ready for track two now?
Hold up. Let me get this last little stretching yawn out. Okay, I'm good.
What were we doing?
Going to the second one now.
Oh, you're ready to go to the second one. Oh,
I was like,
what did he just say?
I was wondering what happened. I'm like, he got kind of quiet there.
I was like, okay, I was waiting for you to say something. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. So, okay, so we're going to track two.
Thank you.
Okay, that was track two. So, Money Mike.
Oh, I'm a young cat. I'm only 23 years old, but I was raised by my great grandparents, so I got an old soul. And that song right there, that hit my core, real. You know, it brought me back a little bit. And I know people's probably laughing, talking about what do you know about bringing him back? He's only 23. But, like, you know, I love old school music, and I love it because it brings you back to the basics, pretty much. And what I mean by that is, like, you're just, you know, it's down to the original, like, you're using the guitar, saxophone, trumpet, you know, the drums. You got a live band in general, you know. Nowadays, it's all about, you might hear some spaceship sounds or, you know, something like that. So with this, I'm definitely going to say Flossom.
Okay.
I love that.
So, could you tell that it was actually live musicians that plays with this gentleman who's singing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely, you could tell.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can tell when something was, like, played live compared to, like, a studio production. Because, like I said, those studio productions, nowadays you hear a bunch of, like, you might hear spaceships flying, you might hear hands, you know, you might hear some weird noises.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we've got verbal skills in the chat room, and he said that he was digging that, too, said it made him feel like he wanted to get up and bop. So he was talking about some old Dennis Edwards or Edward Burton, but I don't know who that is. So, but anyway, I kind of have to agree with the two of you. It kind of, you know, took me back into the days of, you know, when we used to have these family parties, dances, you know, the Field families and Stuckey's would get together like once a month and rent out the Masonic Hall over in the central area and throw these parties, and that's kind of like the music, you know, that they played there. So anyway, that was track two. Again, if you are listening live or in the chat room, you are welcome to join us on the air live. Many Mike would love to have that. So the number is 347-857-1189. And got anything else to want to say, Many Mike, before we hit track three?
I'm pretty good. I'm in a good mood now. See, I was asleep at first, but now I'm awake. I got to admit, I was over here bopping from side to side and stuff like that. You know, to me, that's like feel good music, and then, like I said, it just gets me reminiscing about, you know, my great grandparents, You know, it brings back those, you know, those positive memories that I have of them. So
Okay, so we are getting ready to play track 3 again. Feel free to call in 347-857-1189. Share your thoughts on the tracks we've played on the show tonight. And here we go with track 3.
There's a war in America. I said that there's a war in America, and our children keep dying in America.
Because these so-called soldiers keep fighting for America.
Lacing up their boots, buttoning up their suits. Another soldier has died today. You know, like I know, that this soldier here is underage. Not old enough to buy cigarettes. Not old enough to buy liquor. But in the government's eyes, he was old enough to be another
USA victim.
There's a war in America. I said that there's a war in America, and my child is at war.
You worry about you African Americans walking down the street,
but they don't say nothing when it comes to
1500 covenant sheets.
They worry about Michael Vick and dogs and such. But does the government really love dogs that much? You might as well legalize ism. There's a war in America. I said that there's a war in America, and my child is at war.
Racism, nationalism, anti-Semiticism.
These are some of the things that you just want to call Americanism. So there's a war in America. I said that there's a war in America, and my child is at war.
My child is only 7 years old, but I guarantee when she comes 20, she's gonna be fighting for America.
I don't believe that. She's gonna be standing next to me, holding guns in back, holding my back here in America. There's a war in America. I said that there's a war in America. There's a war in AMERIKKKA America. And if you didn't hear me, there's a war in
AMERIKKKA America.
Cause there's a war in America. I said that there's a war in America. And my child is at war. Your child is at war. Our children are at war here in America. Cause there's a war in America.
I said that there's a war in America, and my child is at war.
In America, ooh, there's a war, war, war. In America, ooh, there's a war, war, war. In America, because
our children are at war.
Okay, that was track 3.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I normally don't do this, but I'm about to go so hard on this song, right? Whatever this was, song, spoken, wherever the case may be. That was irritating. That was very irritating. Like, it's like there's a war in America. We understand that. We understand there's a war in America. But that's all I got out of it, was that there's a war in America. And then the guitar and all that type of stuff, that was just so irritating to me. Like, if you're going to say something, you know, if you're going to speak on something positive like that, I feel like you should, you know, if you're going to have, like, music and a beat to it and stuff like that, I feel like you should make it something that people can be comfortable listening to. But with that, like, I wanted to plug my ears throughout the whole time, just about, because it was just loud, and the guitar was, it was just, oh, it was too pitchy. I don't know. Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to toss that.
Well, Money Mike, we do have a caller on the line. I'm possibly the caller who wants to comment on all the tracks that we played or this last track we played. So, caller from the 803, you're on the line with Money Mike and Flava.
Hey, what's up? How's everybody doing this evening?
How's everybody doing? Very good. We're doing great.
I don't know how after y'all played that. Oh, let me stop. I'm a spoken word artist, and you know, you really shouldn't judge people you should judge people. If people put shit out there, then they're going to be judged. Some people will like it, some people won't. But that last piece, sadly, after that wonderful second song, and the first song wasn't too bad, but that second song, and then y'all played that. Y'all just wanted to get somebody to laugh or something. I don't know. I just don't know. But it's almost embarrassing. I don't know if that was a record, you know, somebody trying to sell that as a, you know, track, or if that's a spoken word piece, you know, because that was, well, BTR stopped for a minute because I was listening before I called in, and it stopped in the middle of the song. I said, oh, well, maybe they didn't like it and they turned it off, but it came back on. But anyway, that second song, oh, whoever did that, that's a nice song. And, you know, you only go back to maybe about 23, but see, I go back to about like 53, and I remember I was a little kid and they had music out like that second song. See, you get good with that, you know, anytime. That's ageless type music, man.
Yeah.
You know, just put a nice little bop into it.
So, this, Mr. Verbal Skills, have you been going over and voting on the Flossom and Tossom page?
Oh, I thought if I vote here, I ain't got to go over there.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, that's a thought. What do you think, Money Mike? Can we just take votes off of the show and add that to our tallies for the votes on the website?
Yeah, definitely. I don't see no problem with that at all.
Okay. Okay,
hey,
so verbal, you
say. Did somebody just throw a brick at y'all window or something? I thought I heard.
Well, you better be nice. You better be nice.
Man.
So, Mr. Verbal Skills, on the first one, you're saying what? Floss or
top? On the first, I didn't hear enough of it because I came in on the middle of it.
Okay,
so I got
no comment.
I can't vote on that one. Yeah, I can't comment on that one. Second one is definitely Flossed with a Shoe Shine.
Okay, and the third one?
Y'all lucky they didn't take y'all BTR license. Let me stop.
I was getting ready to interrupt and cut the whole song off altogether because that was just piercing my ears.
Well, I'm quite sure, you know, I don't know who did that or whatever, but, you know, if they go back into the studio and work at it, you know, and do their due diligence, I'm quite sure they can improve.
Exactly,
believe, you know, this is what this is about, but it was almost horrendous. So they can't go any further down, I don't think. I can't imagine anything worse than that.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I mean, like you said, it doesn't mean that a person couldn't improve on what they're doing just because, you know, one particular track, you know, gets a reaction like this. And you know, so... That would be something interesting, though.
Was that a spoken word track, or was that somebody trying to make a real song?
I would say that it is a spoken word artist who sent it. I don't know if they also consider themselves a musical artist.
Wow.
I have not heard that, and that would be, maybe that's something I ought to find out. I was just thinking as you and Money Mike were commenting, you know, maybe one of the things that I should ask when the artists are sending these tracks, you know, where they are with with the tracks? Are they just doing it for fun? If they're a professional, are they using this as a selling point to sell their talents, or is it on a CD that they are selling? Maybe, do you think that I ought to find out that information?
Well, just find out, are they serious as a professional, or maybe they just having fun? That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty much it.
Okay, well then maybe, you know, when I start advertising for tracks again, then I should add that to, the requirements, just to know, are you doing this for fun, or if you're doing this as a professional artist?
Right. And it's just like what I'm saying, because I have tracks out there. You know what I'm saying? I have tracks
mm-hmm.
out there, and somebody may have the same reaction to one of my tracks, you know, but
sure.
I'm always working at my craft. I'm always working at it. As a
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, Flavor, I'm going to send you an exclusive later on tonight or early in the morning when I finish with it. But
okay.
when you put your work out there, you're up to that scrutiny, myself included. And I'm quite sure there's some pieces that I got out there people don't maybe, you know, care for. But I live with that, and I always try to do better. And when you get constructive criticism, then you have to roll with it. And sometimes,
and I thought
you know.
You'd do better.
Yeah, you got to do better. I like to think I'm doing better.
Okay.
Hey, you're pretty much forced to do better when you have somebody there to, like, critique and let you know, like, okay, this is where you're at. You're pretty much forced unless you just don't have that drive to do better, which I don't know too many people that feel that way.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, you got people out there that have books out there, CDs out there, and they just let them sit and tell people, you know, well, I got a CD, and they sit back and they don't market themselves. So, you know, who knows? We live in a crazy world.
Yeah.
So I have a question for the two of you. Do you think that all artists can, first of all, really accept constructive criticism? And second, do you think that they have the capability of understanding whether they have it or not as an actual artist?
Well, I don't think people can actually hear themselves as other people, you know, hear them, like, cause you know how you see on American Idol, you be looking, you be like, do these people really think they can sing? And honestly, I honestly believe, and it's probably proven, that you don't hear the same thing that's coming out of your mouth as another person would, because I mean, even me just listening to the radio show that we do every Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'd be like, that's not me. That's not me. That doesn't even sound like me. So, I mean, that's one thing I think a lot of people have a problem with. And then what was the first one you said? Yes.
I wondered if an artist can really honestly, you know, accept constructive criticism and recognize that this is how somebody outside of themselves sees their work.
Oh yeah, yeah. And with that, I would say only the ones that take it seriously and who are, you know, this is their, they look at this as their job. This is their profession, pretty much. I think those are the only people that are willing to actually sit up there, put their stuff on the chopping block, and be ready and prepared to accept the criticism thrown their way.
So, Virgil, do you have that?
Going back what we were saying earlier, when you put something out there, it's your responsibility to put the best stuff out there that you can. And when you put it out there, you put it up to scrutiny. And the world is cruel because they will let you know under, you know, uncertain terms. But to answer your question, I agree with Money Mike. Those who are serious about their work want that input. And when they take in that input, they do consider where it comes from. Now, all constructive criticism isn't good, but you just have to, by me having been criticized before, I just have to look at where that criticism is coming from. And then I can't be down in my own, or, you know, I be up to my neck in my own shit. so to speak, that I don't stink. I'm better than this and that. No, 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 because I know I have a long way to go to get to where my goals are, because I set goals when I embarked upon this. When I started writing seriously, I set a goal, and I have a long way to go.
I hear you. And I think that no matter where you are in life, I think that you should always be striving, you know, to do better or to perfect that, you know, that thing or those things that it is that you have a passion for and want to be successful at. You know, I'm like with Michael, when I first started hearing my voice on radio, I thought, oh, my God, is that really how I sound? It kind of trips me out. So I do listen back at the show just so I hear myself making mistakes and in words that I'm using or whatever. I'm like, why did that word come out of my mouth? That's not even the right word, you know. So,
sure.
So I myself, you know, I enjoy doing the radio show, so I want to, you know, do a better job in how I present myself when I speak. So, yeah, I think that, you know, I would hope that the people don't take the Keeping It Real Flossom and Tossom show as something negative and that we're just trying to be mean. But the reality is we're human beings and we have a reaction to what we hear. You know, we drive down the street, we see something that catches our eyes, we're going to have a reaction to that, whether it's good, bad, funny, whatever, you know. We hear a track on the radio, we're going to have a reaction to that. So that's what this show's about, is you as the artist, you know, hearing what a listener thinks about your track. So it's not about just what, you know, Lady Flava and Money Mike thinks about the track. We welcome people to come into the chat room, to come, you know, on the line with us, you know, and also, you know, go over to the website and send us an email with a comment. We don't have to give anybody's names out, but I think feedback is good when it comes to putting yourself out there as an artist. So, well, that was an interesting show. And, you know, Money Mike got woken up by the second track, and then he had a very strong reaction to the third track. So I'd say that was pretty good, huh?
Yep, it was good. It was a good show. I mean, once again, it's just not to hurt anybody's feelings. It's just like, if you take this seriously and this is, you know, your profession, then when money gets involved, you're going to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You're definitely going to hear that, because ain't nobody going to invest in something they don't believe in.
No doubt, no doubt. And once again, you know, if you're out here doing this professionally and really wanting to succeed at this, all it takes is that due diligence. You got to get on that grind. You take the criticism and keep on going. You improve where you think you can improve, and just do the best you can, and let the world going to judge it. The world is going to judge it anyway. All you got to do is put your best foot out there. And with that said, I'm going to thank both of y'all for allowing me to come back in, and hope to see you next time.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Verbal. All right.
Thank
you. We've come to the end of another show, and you know, again, log into www.flavanews.com, hit the Flossom and Tossom page, and vote Flossom and Tossom for tracks 1, 2, and 3. You can also send us a message if there's a chance the poll doesn't show up on the website, or if you just want to leave us, you know, comments in regards to your thoughts about the tracks that were played on today's show or any other shows. One of the things I'm going to talk to Money Mike about is we are on our week 4 of doing this particular show. I haven't deleted any of the tracks yet. So I think that's something that we need to talk about, because maybe it's time to start deleting the tracks that have been voted to be tossed.
Yeah.
Yeah? So you think so, Money Mike, it's time to start deleting?
Yeah, it's time to start getting rid of them.
Okay, then we are going to start deleting some of the tracks that have been that have been voted to be tossed. And then for those of you that are interested in having your tracks actually played on the Flossom and Tossom show, and there are some people who have requested their tracks to be played, which I honestly appreciate that, send them to The Mosaic Show, 206 at flavornews.com. Also include an artist EPK or press kit along with that, and then let us know if you're doing this just for fun or if you're doing this as a professional artist, so we kind of know where your track falls in the category. Because it doesn't matter if you're doing this for fun. That's all good, too. You know, if you hear me read some pieces, I am not trying to do it as a professional. You know, I'm just doing it for fun, or I got some poet friend pressuring me to write something. So send it to The Mosaic Show, 206, at flavornews.com. And you might
need to send them in just so you can see if you have any musical talent. So you can do that also.
Okay. I agree. And maybe we'll talk to Money Mike. Maybe we should set up an email directly for this particular show. So, but anyway, stay tuned. We will be back with you on Thursday at 7 p.m. with three more tracks. Money Mike will call the shots as far as what type of tracks we'll play. And as you listen to the show and make your votes, you know, tell other people about it. You know, let people, your friends and family know, and have them come listen and vote. All the votes count. So we appreciate those that listen to the show live, that came into the chat room tonight, and that come back and listen to the archives. And any final thoughts, Money Mike?
I'm all thought out. I just need to transition and focus on his work now.
All righty. Okay. Money Mike's got to get back to his studying. So thank you for coming out tonight, and we will see you Thursday at 7 p.m. for another Keeping It Real, Flossom and Tossom with Money Mike and Flava. Good night.
Good night.